Who's this? Oh, bloody hell, it's that Donna lass. I don't want to talk to her.
Okay, so I really ought to be using these forums. I remember what Martin said. It's important to make connections with other students. Well, I thought I'd made a connection with Neil. But let's be honest, he's a young man. He's probably out having a good time. Okay, let's have a look. Oh, gosh. What a lot of threads. Where to start? This one looks interesting. TMA2. Okay, I don't think I'll worry about that for a little bit. I've only just got TMA1 back. I wonder what the forums on this qualification site are like. Oh, wait. What about this? Want a study buddy? That sounds fun.
Who are you talking to?
Sorry, Ted. I was just thinking out loud. I was just looking at all these forums.
Oh, really? Very interesting. Listen, I'm off for a run. I'll be about an hour and a half.
An hour and a half? Where are you running to?
Oh, I need to up my mileage if I'm going to be ready. That slimy Simon from accounts was bragging about how he ran 15 miles the other day.
Well, he's a lot younger than you.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. Look, I'll see you when I get back.
Okay, Ted. Ted? I was wondering, should I contact Louise?
Oh, Donna, she's a big girl. If she wants help, she'll ask for it.
I'm sorry for ringing you, Cher.
Just getting ready to go out. Got a date. Can I wait?
Yeah, of course, sorry. I've got some work to do on my course anyway. Is it Mr. Gorgeous from the gym?
Oh, no. He was a one-off. No, do you remember I told you about Tim, the new salesman?
Oh, you might have mentioned him. I thought you said he was married.
Well, not as married as he ought to be, because he asked me out.
Okay, Cher, look, I'll talk to you later. Oh, I wish you were older, Jade. I could do with someone to talk to. I'm really fed up with being stuck in here. Oh, it's not your fault. Why don't we have a look at this qualification forum? Blimey, there's a lot happening here. What to click on? How about this? Want a study buddy? Perhaps I'll meet a nice fella. Come to think of it, Jade, after your dad, perhaps not. I don't believe it. Look at this. Any students in Kentonville? Let's have a look. Well, not many of us by the looks of it. Just the poster Donna. Let's reply.
Well, Louise has updated her Facebook status to single. I do hope she's okay. Oh, what's this? I've got a reply. What's it say? I bet it's Neil. Oh, it's a girl, Katie. What does she say? Hello, Donna. I'm Katie and I live in Kentonville too. I'd really like a study buddy. I'm finding it hard on my own. Oh, I know how you feel, Katie. Well, what shall I say back? Hello, Katie. My name is Donna. I live in Pleasant Avenue. Oh, no, maybe I shouldn't tell her that. She could be a thief or a drug addict. Or a student just like me.
I don't know why I'm feeling guilty. I bet Dave wouldn't feel guilty. Then again, he doesn't seem to feel much. Apart from when he hits himself with a hammer. Oh, sod it, I'll Skype her and tell her I got an A. Why should I admit to being stupid? Especially to people I hardly know. It's going to be the last thing I do before I quit.
Hello?
Hiya, it's Neil. You tried to call me earlier.
Oh, yes, I did. I was just wondering how you were getting on.
Yeah, I'm doing great. You?
Well, glad that first essay is out of the way. I got very worried about it all.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Is everything okay, Neil? You sound a bit sort of flat, really.
I'm fine. Just a bit tired, that's all. No, well, actually, I'm not fine. I'm thinking of packing it all in.
Oh, dear. What happened?
I failed. That's what happened.
Oh, no. Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. You seemed so confident at the tutorial.
Well, that's the thing. I can talk, no problem. But I can't write things down. I have trouble concentrating, I suppose. It was the same at school. Too easily distracted. They just decided I was thick kid, fit for the factory only.
I'm sure that's not true, is it?
Well, it is, actually. You know, well, I'm not sure why I'm telling you this. I'm sure you've got better things to do with your time than listen to my sorry tale.
No, I don't. I was just messing around on the Open University website. But never mind me. We should concentrate on you. You said you had trouble concentrating at school.
Well, yes. I was okay reading for 10 or 15 minutes or so. Then the words start, well, moving around. Sounds stupid, doesn't it?
Not really. My son Luke had exactly the same problem.
Really?
Really.
And, well, what happened to him?
Well, eventually, and after about 30 trips to the school, we got him seen by an educational psychologist who diagnosed him as dyslexic.
Really? Then what happened?
Well, to cut a long story short, he's just started at university. But if we hadn't got that diagnosis, I don't know what would have become of him.
But he couldn't concentrate? You said he couldn't concentrate?
No, he couldn't. And that was what was getting him into trouble. The teacher thought he was just lazy. Neil, you might be dyslexic.
No. Do you think so? Can it be cured?
Not cured, no, but managed. Luke gets a lot of support, but he had to be assessed first.
Like, what, tests and things?
Some tests, yes.
But I'm not at school. And it might not even be dyslexia.
You should talk to a study advisor, Neil.
Well, you're right, yeah. All right, I'm going to do that. I'll give him a ring tomorrow.
I'm sorry, Neil, I have to go.
Oh, it's okay. Thanks, Donna. I'm glad I spoke to you.
I hope you get things sorted out. Bye, Neil.
Dyslexia? Of course. It makes sense now. Oh, hell, I never asked her about her TMA.